As on most Monday mornings during the legislative session, we now talk with IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Sarah.
So there was some movement last week on education reform. Can you bring us up to date on that?
Sure. The House passed its version of the governor's plan that he says will upgrade the teaching profession in Iowa. We've talked about some of the ways that the House sort of strays from the governor. For example, the bill that they passed does make the program voluntary. Another difference that hasn't been talked about too much is that the House in its version says the legislature will have to sign off on any new system for evaluating teachers, and that could include taking student performance into account. You and I have talked about how that's been controversial. The governor's bill gave the Department of Education authority for that, so that's kind of a significant difference. But the governor is upbeat about the bill that the House passed. His plan for paying teachers more for taking on leadership roles survived mostly intact, and while that's been going on in the House, Democrats in the Senate have been giving the governor's bill very careful consideration.
Now, last week was cut short by that big snowstorm that moved through the region late in the week. So what fell off of lawmakers' to-do list?
Well, there were literally dozens of meetings that were canceled. People left the State House on Wednesday just en masse. Including a few bills that were on our radar for coverage. We had planned to cover a bill that has to do with law enforcement officers getting a search warrant in order to track a suspect with a GPS device. And then another bill that we've reported on in the past, so-called swipe fees. These are the fees that credit card companies charge when you pay with plastic, and retailers are squaring off against the credit card companies. That got canceled for the day. But with those two big interest groups involved, rest assured that will get rescheduled.
Now, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, of course, a former Iowa governor, was at the State House early last week talking about ethanol. He's pushing for continued federal support for the ethanol industry. So why did he choose to meet with Iowa lawmakers?
Could it be because he's thinking of running for governor again? Well, no, that's not why he was at the State House, although there were some suggestions that Vilsack has not ruled out returning to Iowa to run for governor again. That, of course, would give Governor Branstad the contest of his life. But no, he was there to talk to state lawmakers about the renewable fuel standard. That's the EPA mandate for ethanol production. The petroleum industry would like to get that rolled back. They won a limited court battle over it last year. So Vilsack was there to urge the legislature to pass a resolution in support of that continued standard.
Okay. And another issue that was back in discussion, Medicaid, something Governor Branstad, of course, continues to oppose, expanding Medicaid. Did anything new happen last week on that issue? And what is left to be figured out at this point?
Well, Democrats in the Iowa Senate are proceeding with their bill for Iowa to sign on to this federal government's new expanded Medicaid program. They say it would provide coverage for 150,000 Iowans. Governor Branstad planned to meet with the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Washington about other options. But the story took a political twist last week. Governor Branstad's committee is using the issue to raise money for the governor's campaign chest. They sent out a letter to donors criticizing the Des Moines Register for its editorials in favor of Medicaid expansion. In this letter, they counted 14 editorials, so they asked donors to contribute $14 to the campaign committee, and they called the editorials vicious smears.
Okay, so what's sort of driving that elevated rhetoric?
Well, look, the Medicaid expansion is part of President Obama's health care initiative, and it appears from this that the Republicans may be literally banking on continued opposition to Obamacare. I should say that a Des Moines Register editor said it's nice to have their editorials so widely discussed, but he said they stand by their position in favor of adding more Iowans to the Medicaid rolls.
Okay, so Joyce, looking ahead to the rest of this week, what's on the agenda at the State House?
Well, the House is starting its long slog through Governor Branstad's property tax bill. It's a complicated formula for equalizing property taxes and having the state pick up the cost. Then also this week, environmentalists will have their annual day at the State House. One of the flashpoints this year is how many inspectors the state pays for large animal confinement facilities.
Thanks so much, Joyce. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Sarah.